Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our business lead story this evening, I'm joined by Kim Davidson, who is the co-owner of JS Hardware and Galmore. Welcome, Kim.
Good afternoon, Angie. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome.
It's just the heat, hey?
Very hot today.
Yeah,
but I
very
like
hot.
The heat.
You are the co-owner. You have opened a new showroom in Windhoek. Please tell us about that.
Okay, so in terms of Janita Richter and myself, co-own JS Hardware in Southern Industrial next to Zimmermann, and Galma in Southern Industrial next to Valence. So we saw an opportunity to open up a new showroom showcasing Assa Abloy's full complete solution. Assa Abloy is the biggest company in the world in terms of opening, closing, locking solutions, innovation. They supply projects from airports to data centers to hotels. They employ over 71,000 people all over the world. So we saw an opportunity and we've opened up in Julius Kaniera. Very excited.
Yeah, I can't wait to go see it.
No, you'll love it.
Kim, why did you choose Assa Abloy?
Assa Abloy is one of the biggest companies in the world. They own a number of different businesses. They are the biggest in the world. They offer complete solutions, whether it be from innovation to normal mechanical locking solutions. To me, it's the best of the best. You know what I'm saying? In terms of they're at the forefront of innovation, technology, that type of thing. So you can get your normal two-lever lock set. So they've got solutions that are just mind-boggling.
Kim, can you share the scale of investment that went into your new operations showroom?
Look, I'd prefer not to talk monies, but we've basically renovated the building completely. It was literally from first fix, redid the electrics, everything. So in terms of building, investment, assets, stock, you must probably looking at about 2.5 to 3 million. And we've got currently, we have 4 employees. And as we grow, we're going to be looking to employ more people as well, which is good for our economy. You know, we need to create jobs in Namibia. And that's what we're looking to do.
Kim, which products or services are currently driving the most demand?
Look, Her Excellency, our president, has talked about education, new schools, clinics. Assa Abloy have the solution for that. They have the specification, although it's an old specification. There is a specification currently out there for Namibia, for the schools. And hospitals, clinics, schools, hotels, shopping centres, we have the full solution package. Even residential, even from your lower cost up to the very fancy, if you want open your door remotely, you sit in Swakop or you're sitting in Dangwa and a family member wants to use your home in Windhoek, you can open the door for them. No, the technology is unbelievable what is available out there. We've got safes, we've got security gates, Yale safes, we've got fireproof safes. So we have the full complete offering.
What economic or employment opportunities will this expansion create for Namibians?
I think there's new opportunities within our business, but also with our customers as well. Our customer base will be whether it's architects, developers, Mr. and Mrs. We have solutions for you and your husband to come into our store for DIY, the L brand. We've got the commercial applications. So there are opportunities. So as I said to you earlier, we're currently employing 4 people. We will be expanding that in time to come. So there will be more investment in terms of we'll be needing to get a vehicle early next year, a driver, and then it goes on and on. So I envisage that who knows what the future holds, but maybe in a year's time, there's not 4, maybe there's 8 people.
Mm.
Maybe there's 10. Yeah, hopefully there's more.
How do you plan to integrate local suppliers or contractors into your value chain?
So that's a product comes from all over the world. Some is made in South Africa. Some is imported from countries. Assa Abloy have factories all over the world, in Asia, South America, America, Europe, all over. So we'll be selling the product, but local people will be installing the product. So whether it's on a DIY, maybe I can't install it myself, but I'll get Joiner or Tisserai to come and install it. In terms of commercial applications, we have an installation service maintenance team at JS Hardware. We service, install, maintain. We have a number of corporate clients that we deal with. So whether it be a commercial application, our team can do it for you. Or smaller jobs, we can do it. So we have a service maintenance installation team, and that we're looking to grow at the moment. We're actually currently looking for two additional people. We mentioned Gama earlier. We started off with 3 people in Gama. We currently have 6 people employed in Gama. So we're growing.
What full Assa Abloy solutions are now available in Namibia through this showroom?
So from fire doors to access control, readers, facial recognition, to swing doors, revolving doors, sliding doors, we have a complete solution for that.
Yeah. How do the new security and access control systems showcased at your showroom compare to global standards?
Assa Abloy is the biggest in the world. They are the market leader in the world in terms of innovation. The world is evolving at a rapid pace. Data centers are becoming a big thing worldwide. I saw a video yesterday of a magnificent data center in Sweden, and it's state of the art. It's unbelievable. And that full solution was Assa Abloy's solution for that data center. So innovation is driving everything. AI has become a big thing. I'm a bit older generation, so I don't do social media too well. My colleagues and staff, they're very into that.
Do you foresee expanding to other regions of Namibia, and what would drive that decision?
Okay. So, Angie, with having JS and Gama, we had ideas to expand. There are plans in motion to expand, not only to one region. We possibly will be looking one, possibly another, a second region as well. But that is something to watch the space. There's been a couple of discussions about it already. And I don't want to elaborate too much on that yet.
Yeah,
that's something for the new year, but it's extremely exciting. It's something we look forward to. And again, if you expand to south, we'll be employing more people. We'll be providing more job opportunities, creating more employment in Namibia. So that is very, very important to both Janita and myself. We're excited about it. This opportunity came about a year and a half ago. I approached Assa Abloy, said I want to open a showroom showcasing Assa Abloy Complete Solutions, and we planned a motion. Obviously, it took a while to find the right premises, which we've done. Then it took a long, long while to renovate. If you'd seen the pictures, you would have said, Kim, you're mad. Absolutely mad. Yeah. What are you doing going into this? But it's a magnificent showroom now. It's a magnificent opportunity. But watch the space. There's going to be a lot of new developments.
Yeah, and I hope I'll be the first to know.
You will be.
Okay.
You'll definitely be angry.
Just the last question. How do you see the demand for advanced access and security solutions evolving locally over the next few years?
I'm not going to mention my age, but I'm definitely not Gen Z. My daughters and different age group, they're into technology. Everybody likes technology, the younger generations. They're at the forefront of driving all the change and all the development, the innovation that's happening. There's customers like myself, and I'm still a traditionalist. I like the mechanical and this and that. But then I've got my daughters, on the other hand, and my family. Some of them are very into technology. So, you know, where you can sit and open your front door from Swakop or from Germany or wherever you are in the world. Wonderful. There's a lot of Airbnbs. Tourism is a huge part of the Namibian economy. And we've got solutions, whether it be for game lodges, for hotels, all that type of thing. We had a customer the other day that has moved north. They're Airbnbing their place in Windhoek at the moment. She had a problem with normal mechanical. She wanted a solution where she could give access to whoever remotely sitting in Angola. And we've offered her a workable solution that she's very, very happy with. So she gives you the key. You're allowed to use it for that day. Suddenly you can't access. You're locked out because you're only booked for 3 nights. So technology is an amazing thing. I mean, you've got finger readers, safes. You go to another level where you can start switching on lights remotely, opening doors remotely, opening windows remotely. So the technology is there. Yeah. Obviously, technology is innovative, automotive process, remote process. Is a lot more expensive than a normal mechanical lock. But you get locks and you get locks. You get cheap ones that don't last. And you get quality that lasts.
Yeah.
The other day I was in a building where, a government building, I won't mention which name, I was on the top floor, the fifth floor, and the locks there, those locks in that door are 40 years old, and they're still working. 40 years old. It's amazing. To your listeners, please pop in, come and visit us in the store, come and see what we've got to offer. Maybe not now, but maybe in 6 months' time, maybe in 6 years' time, we can help you.
Kim, thank you so much for joining me.
Angie, thank you very much. And to all your listeners out there, come and visit us. You'll love what you see.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.